Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much. It's another glorious day, and I am very excited and happy to be here. I've had my coffee, so I'm a bit more calm now. Probably momentarily, I'll be kind of hyped. You guys know who I am. But for now, I'm calm. I'm relaxed. Enjoying my coffee, enjoying this beautiful day. And I appreciate you taking the time out to join me for Becoming Who I Am. I am your host, Diane Rosina Jones, Dr. Di, as I am called by many. I do appreciate you taking the time out. I hope you've got your coffee, your tea, chai, whatever you have there that would help you to just kind of relax and lay back and listen and enjoy this dialogue, this conversation. So I do want to let you know that the chat room is open. If you'd like to join me in the chat room, you can do that now. If you'd like to give us a call, if you want to chime in on the discussion later in the show, certainly give us a call. And you can call by dialing 646-668-2585. Once again, that's 646-668-2585. And also, what I want to do is, you know, I got to just tell you guys how you can reach out to me. So while I'm on the air, or even when I'm not on the air, you can certainly reach out a number of ways. You can reach out to me on Twitter, and that's DiJones247. That's my personal Twitter account. You can also reach me on the Transforming Life Twitter account, and that is Transforming Life is the Twitter account, and it's spelled TRANSFORMNLIFE. So that's Transform in Life on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook, my personal Facebook page. You can send me a friends request. That's Diane Rosina Jones. You can go to the Facebook page for Transforming Life Institute. Go ahead and like that so you can catch up with everything that's going on with Transforming Life. You can go to the Transforming Life Institute webpage, sign up as a free subscriber or a VIP member. I'm going to tell you right now, that website is changing this coming week. Right now, you can be a VIP member of Transforming Life Institute for only $25 a year. That is going away this week. The price is going up for VIP members. There are so many wonderful things like discounts in regards to new products, book releases. There's discounts for attending workshops here in Atlanta. There are all kinds of discounts and perks to being a VIP member. But once again, this is the last week that it's going to be $25 for the entire year. That will change at the end of the week. So this is your time to go to Transforming Life Institute, my webpage for the company right now. Sign up and pay that $25, and you are good for the rest of 2016 because that's changing. Okay, but you can also be a free subscriber and meet me on the community forum where I will be checking that during the show. So send me a tweet. I'm looking at Twitter right now. Check out Facebook. Send me a comment during the show. I love the interaction. Go to my website, and I'll interact with you there as well. I am everywhere that you want to be on social media. I'm just going to say that, okay? If you're on Google Plus, you can find me on Google Plus as well. If you're on LinkedIn, baby, I am LinkedIn, all right? Now, there are some other things I want to share and get out of the way. For those of you who are just joining me, we came back and relaunched the show on last week, and I thank you for the callers. I thank you for the listeners. I thank you for those who reached out to me after the show to just say that they were glad that we are back. I took about a 6-month hiatus, and got some things taken care of, got some things done, but we're back, baby. We are back. So thank you for coming back with us. So what I did want to say is there are some new things that are going on that you want to connect with me in doing. And Transform in Life has a meetup group for those of you who live in the Atlanta area. I will say the meetup group is centered around the location of my office, which is in Kennesaw, Georgia. So if you live in Cobb County or Cherokee County, then a lot of the meetups that we will be doing will be central to your location. So go to Transform in Life Meetup, and that is a meetup group. We have a number of things going on in March for the meetup group. We're actually doing a meet and greet, and the location will be added. That's March 10th. We're doing a Sunday brunch on Sunday, March 20th. We are actually doing a monthly book club discussion, and that will be Thursday, March 24th. And the book that we are currently reading is The Untethered Soul by Michael A. Singer. So join the meetup group. Oh, my God. And these are, you know, people who are have a friend of mine said don't use like-minded because that could be, she prefers to say like-hearted. So these are people that are trying to live life from their highest good, you see, and trying to transform their lives into what it is that they want them to be. So these are the types of people who are members of the Transform in Life Meetup here in the Georgia area. So once again, certainly if you live outside of Cobb or Cherokee County, you certainly can be a member. We don't want to restrict your access. I'm a driver. I don't know about you. So I go anywhere I want to go, okay, in the Atlanta area, whether it's traffic or not, baby, I'll get there. If I don't get there, it's because I don't want to be there. So I'm just telling you right now, traffic don't stop me. So certainly join us for the meetup group. There are other things going on with Transforming Life that I just want to put out there before we go any further. We have two workshops that are already scheduled. There is a workshop coming up this next Saturday, which is February 27th, I believe. Let me look at the calendar to make sure I'm giving out the correct information. That is Saturday, February 27th. This workshop will be on intuition. It's connecting with your intuition. That's what I'm going to talk about today. And so I'm going to talk about the topic of connecting with your intuition. I'm not going to spend the whole show talking about the workshop. But I'm going to tell you this. This workshop is going to be powerful. It's going to be at my office located in Kennesaw, Georgia. If you will go ahead and connect with me on Facebook or connect with me on the meetup, I can get you more information in regards to the workshop. Baby, if you connect with me any type of way, I will get you more information in regards to the workshop. This workshop, which is going to be restricted to a small group of individuals because it is a workshop, not just a seminar where I'm just doing all the talking. We're going to talk about how to identify your authentic voice, your intuition, and know that it's your voice. The importance of connecting with your intuition, because really that is the part of you that connects with the God in you. And what happens when you do not listen to your intuition, which many of us struggle in our lives because we don't listen to the still small voice. Yes, many say, okay, the still small voice is God, but guess what? It's God speaking through that authentic inner voice in you. Okay, so when we connect with the Spirit of God and we hear within our spirit those things that we need to do, that's that connection, because that connection is firm and our inner voice is linked to the Spirit of God, and we hear what we need to do. There's some consequences to not paying attention or not listening or not acting or not believing or not trusting your inner voice. So this workshop is going to help you to identify your authentic inner voice. It's going to help you to connect with God to ensure that what you're hearing is coming from the Spirit of God. It's going to help you identify when you are going opposite of what your inner voice is saying, those signs in your life that will indicate that you may not be following your inner voice. And because ultimately, when you follow your inner voice, I want to let you in on this. Your authentic self, who you are, the essence of who you are, already knows all that needs to be done in order for you to live a life of manifestation, in order for you to live a life, a purpose-driven life, in order for you to walk in your destiny. All of those things already exist within you, within the Spirit of God, within the God mind, and it only simply takes you being able to connect to it, recognize it, listen to it, and act on it for you to begin to manifest the life that you so desire. It's in you, sweetheart. It's in you, my brother, my sister. It's already in you. So this workshop is going to be about how to identify, to recognize, to tap into, to work that inner voice, to work through that intuition and manifest your dream, your hope, your purpose, okay? And I'm going to get into that a little bit later, and I'm going to tell you how it worked in my life. So I'm going to use myself as an example for you. I do want to let you know, too, as far as the workshop, I have asked a client of mine who has agreed so graciously, because we know that those of us who are in a certain profession of helping, we want to abide strictly by rules of confidentiality, so I never share what's going on with my clients. However, today I'm going to share my own journey as far as tapping into my own intuition and what that resulted in. But when you attend this session, this workshop on Saturday, February 27th, you'll be able to hear the story of one of my clients and how her life completely changed immediately, not a year later. I mean, immediately her life began to change when she actually tapped into her own intuition and began to listen and take action. So within a matter of 60 days, every area, really she had change. She had manifestation the first week, but she wanted to actually have manifestation and transformation in all areas of her life. And I am going to tell you that within 60 days, every area of her life has shifted. All the relationships had shifted. Her job had shifted. She had shifted. Her children had shifted. Her finances shifted. Oh, come on now. Her relationship with her husband shifted because she began to tap into her own inner voice. I want to talk about that a little bit deeper here, and I'm going to use my own self as a subject, but I want to mention two other things before I get to that. First of all, along with the workshop for intuition, there will be the release of my ebook on the same subject the same day. So that will be available as a companion to the workshop. That is a separate cost from the workshop, but it will be available for you to download, because it's going to go more extensively into tapping into your intuition further than I can go in the workshop. The workshop is going to be from 9 to 2. It will be in my Kennesaw office. It is $60, which at this point is a steal. I don't expect workshops to stay at that price for too much longer, but right now my primary goal is to actually help people. I'm not trying to rob anyone, to become wealthy immediately off of anyone in regards to that. So the price right now, $60. I've had other people, other practitioners look at me and say, you're going to do a workshop from 9 to 3 for $60 a person? Yes, that's what I'm going to do. So that's that. Now, those of you who don't know, I'm going to take a little sidebar to last week. I released I would say Royal Treasures Publishing, which is my publishing company, released its first fictional piece. It's called Ghost, An Apparition of Love. We talked about that on the last show. I'm not going to talk that up today, but go ahead and go to Amazon, baby. Download your copy. Go to Barnes & Noble. Download your copy. Get your copy. It's Ghost Apparition of Love, Part 1. It's All That in a Bag of Chips by Jewel. Okay? So there's also another workshop coming up March 19th, Dancing with the Universe. It's going to be based upon my book. It's going to talk about how those of us who struggle, if you feel like you always had to fight, you see what I'm saying? If you feel like life is a struggle, if you feel like life is the B word, then baby, you need to be in that workshop, because we're going to talk about how you can get into the flow of life, where you can take the struggle out of life, where you can take the fight out of life, okay, where everything is not a struggle, it's not a fight, and that you can begin to flow. Things can begin to flow in your life and just go in the way that you would have them to go. I could talk all day about the things that Transforming Life Institute is doing right now, but I just don't have the time. We ain't got that much time, sweetheart. We only got an hour. So I'm going to get right into it. I am finished with the announcements. I am finished with the promotions. I am finished with all of that. So, you know, what I want to talk about is this. I want to use my life as an example of how tapping into your intuition, connecting with the Spirit of God within you, how that can actually change your life. Okay. Now, I had been taught, and this is my own experience, so this is not a conversation in regards to what happens with everyone, that is everybody's experience or anything like this. This is my experience. I had been taught that I could not trust what I hear, that I needed someone externally to me, external from me, outside of myself, to tell me what God was saying for my life. Now, I believe, truly do believe, that we have seasons in our lives where we do need the support, the guidance, you see, from someone else to help us in regards to our purpose, our destiny, our life. I am pro-pastor, spiritual leader. I am pro-psychiatrist, psychologist, therapist. I am pro. I am for that, okay? Because we all have seasons in our lives when we need that support, we need that guidance, we need someone else to help us to hear. Because frankly, we all have seasons in our lives where we have become so disconnected from our authentic self, our inner self, until we can't hear what Spirit is saying. We have gone so far off the beaten path, and I'll say off the beaten path, but not off the road, because if you've read my second book, you know I have a chapter called Destiny Detours. Okay, so we may have gone off the beaten path and gotten sidetracked. So there are seasons when we do need the pastor, the evangelist, the minister, okay, the teacher, the counselor, the therapist, the psychologist, the psychiatrist, the doctor, you know, family, friends, sister, brother, baby, even a stranger. Baby, sometimes we need everybody, the prophet, the prophetess. Sometimes we need everybody to help us, because for whatever reason, we are disconnected from our own authentic inner voice. But I am here to let you know that there is a way that we can actually connect to our own inner voice and begin to hear clearly that which is from God for our lives, that which is from Spirit for our lives. Now, this does not mean that we would cut out everybody else. We don't have to listen to everybody else. But there is some point, there's some point in your life where you just want to know for yourself. Okay, I'm going to tell you, you know, that's how it is. And most of the people that I coach that come to me, because my coaching here in Atlanta, and I am going to branch out in regards to that coaching as well and offer coaching for those outside of the state, and that coaching will be done, of course, by way of whether it's Skype, whether it's, you know, FaceTime or emails, phone calls. I am going to offer coaching as well outside of the Atlanta area. I am just one of those in-person people, so I still like that. I understand social media and it, you know, electronics and all of that, and I understand that, so I'm going to incorporate that in my coaching. I'm incorporating that. Transforming Life Institute is actually going to be offering the same workshops that I'm doing in person as webinars later in the year. So I understand that. However, I still like the in-person things. Okay. So there is a season in our lives when we still need that information, that help, that guidance, that support from others. And we always will. However, there's a place that we can come to in our lives where we can know some things for ourselves. I had gotten to a place in my life probably about 12 years ago where I wanted to know some things for myself, probably 12 to 15 years ago. I not only wanted to, I needed to, I had to. I mean, have you ever been in a place, or have you gotten there, or are you there now? Have you been in a place where you were actually tired of getting advice from everyone else, that you needed to hear from God for yourself? I mean, some of you understand what I'm saying. Some of you may not, because many of us were taught that we needed someone in between us and God. You know, we the wretch undone, we the this, we the that, we the sinner, God don't hear us and all of that. I'd like to challenge that. I'd like to challenge that, because I believe that we are all children of God, or we wouldn't be here. If your father is not God, then how are you here? And how did you get here? Who do you belong to? So I'd like to challenge the concept that there is a place, and there is a place or a time where you are not able to access or tap into that which is God. I challenge that today. And I want you to, if that is your belief, if that is your thinking, then maybe you do need to reach out to me, coaching on how to shift your beliefs. And you may want to pick up Dancing with the Universe. That will shift your beliefs in that area. Okay? And wow. And I thank God for giving me a concept when I was working on my dissertation called The Theory of Reconciliation. Okay? It actually is duality reconciliation. And I'm going to write on that later in the year and talk about that later in the year. But some of us, before we can even tap into our intuition, we have to be restored. Our beliefs need to change and shift concerning whether we even believe God would even speak to us. So today, what I want to do right now is challenge that belief in you that says God does not hear you, God will not speak to you, God is not with you, God is not in you, or that God is through with you, or that God is mad at you. I want to challenge that belief in you today. And if you are not able to get beyond that belief, get my book, Dancing with the Universe. You can get it hard copy or ebook, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it from my website, royaltreasurespublishing.com. Maybe you need to start there, because you need to shift your belief, okay, before you're able to actually tap into your inner voice. Because if you have been taught that God's not with you, doesn't love you, is mad at you, is punishing you for your behavior, does not hear your prayers, You see, will not honor your desires, okay, because of behavior, then that needs to shift first before you can connect to your authentic voice. Because you believe that the voice that you hear is the adversary or something of that nature. Okay? But I will work with you and can work with you to distinguish which voice is what in a way that you always know. I said it, that you always know when it's God. Mm-hmm. That you'll always know when it's God. Yes, there is a way to always know when it's God. Now, I'm not referring to intuition where it's, okay, this is a, oh, yes, 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 I can do it, do it, do it. It may be a no, it may be a stop, it may be a slow down, it may be a go the other way, it may be a mm-mm. Okay, I am talking about hearing it and knowing and listening. Not a yes, 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 you can have anything you want, but a divine guidance, tapping into that that is within you that allows you to walk in divine guidance so you'll know for yourself. I'm telling you. So back to me, because y'all know how I'm getting, okay? Many of you already know my background, so you know how I'm getting. The coffee's kind of kicking in right now, and I'm kind of thinking about it, and I'm like, it's starting to kind of get in my spirit. I'm kind of getting excited about it. But I want to tell you this. First of all, prior to about 12 to 15 years ago, I will say, well, let me go to my 20s. In my 20s, I did everything absolutely. Some of us have had a strong connection to spirit, to God, all of our lives. Everyone has it. What I mean by strong is some of us, when you are doing things you know went against. And now we're not talking about, I'm not even going to talk about universal laws. I'm not going to talk about religion and laws and things set up based upon religions. I'm going to talk about just your intuition, just in your spirit. Some of us, because this is how my 20s went, I would do things that I knew I had already heard within myself. Independent of church, pastor, family, friends, psychiatrist, psychologist, therapist, coach, that I knew within myself wasn't right for me. And I did it anyway. I'm the only one. I know ain't nobody else ever did that. I know nobody else has ever done that. I would do it anyway. Oh, my God. And then there would be the consequences. There were relationships that I embarked upon, that I knew. Oh, my God, I can't tell you how I knew. See, I can't tell you how I would know, but I knew before I even did it that I should not proceed. What did a sister girl do? I did it anyway. Sweetheart, there were men that I knew. Mm-mm. Don't mess with him. But boo, I did it anyway. Went against what my own authentic inner voice was saying. Okay? So, and there were consequences. Always consequences. So for me, in my life, I'm talking about me, what I began to learn is that everything, when I look back, as I got into my 30s, I look back at my 20s and I began to see a pattern. I began to see a theme, and it was this. My inner voice, my authentic self, always knew what my path should be. Okay, I'm my path. I'm talking about my path. I'm not talking about religion, this, that, and all the other. I'm talking about my inner authentic voice always knew what my path should have been. However, each time I went and chose and made a decision, consciously or unconsciously, that went against what my authentic self knew to be my path, there was a consequence. Baby, that consequence was independent of the adversary or God. Okay? It was not the devil doing anything to me, and it wasn't God punishing me. It was the fact that I went against my true self. Okay. Do I need to stop so we can just think about that? Because a lot of people, I mean, you know, I understand that this goes against everything that many of us have been taught to believe. That's why I say some of us may not be ready for the workshop, because we still have to work on what it is that we believe. So we may have to start with dancing with the universe. So then, that, you know, you might need to skip the intuition workshop. That's going to come back around. And you need to join me for the next workshop off of dancing with the universe. Because some of us have to challenge what we believe. Because what we have been taught, what I was taught, I'm getting back to me. What I was taught that, if there was a struggle or a fight or a war within me, or if my life wasn't going right, or if, you know, this, that, and all the other, that it was either the devil or I was being punished by God. Now, I'm getting ready to break some things down that's going to, probably get me some emails and stuff sent to me. So here's the thing about it, because most of you know that I have a background in Christianity, so I'm going to use what I know, but this applies to any. This is beyond a religious denomination. Here's the thing about, let me identify to you what sin is. Here's a new concept for sin, okay? Because many of us have been taught what a sin is, so we focus on that's a sin. So if I don't do that, I'm good. Mm-hmm. You see, if I don't murder, I'm good. If I don't steal, I'm good. If I don't cheat, I'm good. But I'd like to open that up for you, because now we know there's consequences for those sins. There are physical consequences, like, you know, incarceration. There are consequences to your life in regards to just dying if you do, you know, do some things. There are consequences, you see, that we may understand there are consequences to those things that many have labeled sins, and that others teach and preach against and identify and all that other good stuff. But I will say this, your true authentic self, based upon your purpose, the reason you were created, your existence, your destiny, knows all that is sin to you. Because even Paul said in the Word, there's some things, you know, I just don't do. Okay, I'm paraphrasing. Not because necessarily it has been identified as law as sin, but it's sin unto me. So if it's sin unto me, I don't do it. If it caused me to sin, so to speak, then I don't do it. So then drinking might not be illegal, but if drinking caused me to do something, okay? So I'm breaking this down for you because of this. What I realized for me in my 30s was that in my 20s, I had made decisions and choices consciously and unconsciously to go against that which my true authentic self knew to be my path, my destiny, my purpose, my truth. And every time I made a choice, a decision consciously or unconsciously to go against that, I sinned against me. And there is the consequence. Not the devil, not God punishing me, but I went against my own authentic self. I went against my own truth. I went against my own purpose. I went against my own destiny. And there goes, because of that, there were consequences. So now I'm in my 30s and I'm realizing cause and effect, right? For me, in my life, right? So I'm going to break that down. So here we have, I'm going to use something a little bit more physical in nature. So we have two people. One can eat all the cakes, pies, and cookies, and soda, and candy they want. Okay? Their authentic self, their journey, their destiny, their purpose is not affected. It's not a sin unto them. The next person eat all the same cakes, pies, candies, cookies they want, and they become diabetic, overweight, and get everything else because for their purpose, journey, and path, it's a sin unto them. Okay, some of y'all may be like, I don't believe that, but you better look beyond what it is that you believe at this moment and embrace truth based upon what spirit is revealing at this time. Okay, so for me, I had to begin to identify those things in my life that were sin unto me, meaning that you can't do what your mama used to say, you can't do everything everybody else do. Right? You can't. Because we all have a different path, a different purpose, our authentic selves. We're all individualized expressions of God. Remember, we are individualized expressions of God. That's from Michael Beckwith, Life, Vision, and Process. That's what his work taught me. I am an individualized expression of God. So if I'm an individualized expression, then that means what is sent unto me may not be sent unto you. That cookie won't do you in, but that cookie is going to send my blood sugar up to 500. I'm exaggerating, but you get my point. So then if that cookie sends my blood sugar up to 500, then for me, my authentic self will speak and say, no cookies. You may not hear that from your authentic self because that does not affect your purpose, your destiny, your path. So then the first thing we need to know and we need to believe is that know that God speaks. Well, that we're going to talk about that in the workshop because, see, there, and know that God speaks all the time. He is always speaking, and I'm using the term from familiarity because we know that God is neither male nor female. Okay, that the creator is neither male nor female. And God is actually a term that we created to be able to identify who we're speaking to. But different people call our creator different things. I'm using a term that's familiar to me. So then I began to understand, God is always speaking. I have to get in a place where I can hear. Whew. And when I am not in a place where I can hear, or when I am not listening to what it is I hear, then I make choices and decisions unconsciously or consciously that cause a negative effect in my life, that have a consequence in my life. So then I understand that if I connect to my authentic self, my intuition, which hears, and knows my path, and knows my destiny, and knows what already dwells within me that would enable me to reach my path, my destiny, manifest my life in the way that I would have it to go, and manifest my dreams, my hopes, my goals. So then I understand if I tap into that and begin to listen to that and act in accordance with that which I hear, I will change the course of my life. I will limit or decrease the number of negative consequences. Not saying that life will be perfect, that there will be no more struggle, that there will be no more, you see, disappointment, hurt, or pain, but I will decrease the struggle. And guess what? I'll understand the pain. Wow. Come on now. I'm telling you, not saying that pain, disappointment, loss, grief, and anger and hurt and all of those, you won't feel those emotions once you would, you know, because you're going to avoid those. No, you may still experience, you see, those things that hurt that bring pain and loss because you're interacting with other people and they're making their own choices and decisions as well. And the choices and decisions made by others may impact you and will impact you and may not always impact you in a positive way. However, if I am connected to my intuition, my authentic inner voice, first of all, that means that I am living my life for my highest good. That's number one. That's the first thing. That is it. Because your connection to the Spirit of God always is operating from highest good. Not perfect, highest good. Now, my highest good might be a 1. Somebody else's highest good might be a 7, if 10 is the best, because that's based upon where you're at. So my highest good and somebody else's highest good will be changed, will be different, you know, wouldn't be the same. But it's my highest good based upon where I'm at right now, you see? So then if I'm always operating from that, that does not necessarily mean that I will never have another negative experience, never suffer another loss or grief or pain because I'm interacting with others who are operating from their highest good, or maybe they're not, who are consciously aware, or maybe they're not, you see? But once I understand this, I can decrease the negative consequences that I cause in my own life. So about 15 years ago, I was doing everything that I thought I was supposed to do based upon what I believed and what I was taught and where I thought that my life was supposed to be going. And I was absolutely and totally and completely miserable. And I am here to tell you that that is one indication that you can look at to determine whether you are truly connected with your authentic inner self. When you are connected with your authentic inner self, you will find more joy, bliss, peace, and happiness in your life. Being unhappy with your own life is an indication, I say indication, not the primary cause, indication that there may be some disconnect when it comes to following your intuition. So I was totally, completely miserable. To look at my life, it would appear that there would be no reason for me to be unhappy, but I was. I no longer wanted other people to tell me what God was saying. I needed to hear from Him for myself. I understood that something wasn't right. Something wasn't connecting. Something was off. But I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know how to correct it, and I didn't know how to get back on track. So what I did, actually, is I went away for a week. I did. I can say that I ran away from home, and I talk about that in my second book, Dancing with the Universe. I went away for a week, and I didn't tell anyone where I was except for my son, and I just needed to be alone because I felt like, okay, God, I got to hear from You. I really, really have to hear from You, and this is it. And not anyone else but You. And that week I spent alone. I barely spoke with anyone because, of course, I turned my phone off. I didn't talk to anyone except my son every once in a while, let him know I was okay. And I just journaled. I prayed, I meditated, and I journaled. And my thing was I wanted to know what God was saying exactly to me for my own life. At this point in time, I actually had not written any books. I didn't have a coaching business. I didn't have two companies in regards to that. I had another company, but it was doing something that I absolutely did not like once I got into it. I had a consulting company, and I was doing organizational development and human resource consulting. And for me, it was kind of a cutthroat kind of thing. And you know, I just didn't have that fight in me to to do all of that to get the contracts and everything else. So needed to know which way to go in my life. I needed to know what my journey was supposed to be. I needed to know. I was working for the city. I wasn't happy with that. I was in a master's program at Johns Hopkins for organizational development and human resources, and I had finished all my coursework, and I was embarking upon an internship where I would work with another company in regards to that. I just had to do 1,000 hours. I was totally miserable. I wasn't happy with that. You know, I owned my own home and all that other good stuff, drove my little Lexus truck, but I just wasn't happy. I was even in ministry, had been in ministry for 12 years, was being groomed to pastor, but I was miserable. So I needed to know what was God saying to me directly in regards to my life, because the path that I was on was not bringing me joy, was not bringing me bliss. I had no peace. And guess what? That's because although the path seemed to be a good one, I wasn't doing anything illegal, so to speak. I wasn't breaking the law. Yes, but I was doing those things that was a sin unto myself, because I was miserable. So then, based upon my purpose, my path, my destiny, my true authentic self was being smothered. At some point, I began to identify within my journey, between 15 and 12 and 15 years ago, that spiritually I felt like I was dying. In ministry, 24/7, every time I go open ministry, okay? But spiritually, I felt like I was dying. So that week allowed me to connect to my inner self. I began to journal. I began to write. I had been journaling, but I began to journal a different way in regards to what was those things that I could do that would put my life back on track to manifest that which would bring my soul, my spirit, joy. What would bring me bliss? What would bring me peace? And for me, it resulted in leaving everything moving and then pursuing that which brings joy, which brought peace, which brought bliss. And in making that long story short, so then I find myself in another state with a position that I absolutely love, with two companies that bring me joy, bliss, and peace, with a practice that brings me joy, bliss, and peace, having already released 3 books that I am very proud of and working on currently right now, 4 other projects, another book coming out next week, and another one coming out in August, and another one. You see what I'm saying? So you understand what I'm saying. So, by tapping into my intuition, it allowed me to connect with my true inner self, pursue the life that was purposed for me based upon who I was created to be. And in pursuit of that, let me tell you also what happened in pursuit of that. Oh, my God, there were some frightening moments because I started to venture into territory to do things that I had no knowledge of. That I ain't know how to do. But once I knew that I really was hearing from God for myself, that gave me the courage to do it, despite being afraid. So many of us, there are 2 things that hinder us from really living the life that we were created to live. And that is our beliefs in regards to whether we can hear directly from God or not, and fear. No. If you are afraid of failure, if you're afraid to make a mistake, if you're afraid to be wrong, if you're afraid to not know something, if you're afraid, to ask for help, you're going to have a struggle. But when you know for certain that God speaks to you and that what you hear is spirit and your true, authentic self, and you're ready to act on that, then you'll do it afraid. And I think the first person I ever heard say that was Joyce Meyer years and years ago. Then you'll learn to even do it afraid. And then you'll understand that the entire universe does conspire to bring about your purpose. So once you actually begin to walk in your authentic self and connect with your own intuition and act on it, you will find yourself in a position to meet people that the universe will send people into your life that will help you to create and manifest the life and the purpose and the destiny of for which you were born. When I got here to Atlanta, I didn't know how to do any of the stuff that I'm doing right now. Now, let me rephrase that. That's not quite true. I will say that I did not know how to actually set up my company for Transforming Life and Royal Treasures Publishing in that area. I created a company before, so I knew how to create a company. But as far as to do these companies in such a way where I could do the things that would bring me joy and bliss, and God sent people into my life that helped me, that taught me, that mentored me, that guided me. Now, I got into a place where, when it came to what it is that I was going to do in regards to the type of life that I was going to live here, it didn't require anybody else to tell me what God was saying in regards to that. I was confident that I can hear. Now, of course, we all have seasons where we hear and you still like, I don't want to do that. Okay. I've had those moments even being here where I was trying to go a different direction and spirit was saying, no, do this. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to do that. And that cost me money. I'm going to tell you the truth. My bottom line, it cost me money. For years, I did not want to stay. Did not want to be in the coaching arena, so to speak, because I'd done that, been there. I wanted to stay where I thought my passion truly lied, which was teaching, but really my passion is talking. So, talking and writing. So, honey, being a coach as well, that means that I got to talk to other people. So, but for a while, I'm like, I'm a teacher, I'm not a coach. And then one day, spirit spoke to my, inner voice, my authentic self. And I heard, well, how many people have you coached in the last 4 years? And I went back and counted up the number of people that I have coached in the last 4 years. And it was more than 40. And then I heard spirit speak to my authentic self and say, and you didn't get paid for any of them because you're a teacher. Oh, yeah, it was sarcastic. Oh, yeah, because that's how I could get it. I was like, So because I wanted to retain the title, I just want to be a teacher. I'm not a coach. I coached over 40 people and not gotten one dime. So, because I'm going to be who it is that I am. You see what I'm saying? So I was still being who I was created to be, but just for free. That's a whole nother workshop because many of you who have not really tapped into your intuition and understood and been able to identify your purpose, your plan, your destiny. Many of you actually, it is something that you're actually doing for free right now. That's your money maker. But because you have not tapped in, because you have not listened, because you have not acted, you're doing it for free. But that's your money maker, baby. That talent, that gift that right now you just do. Because it gives you joy, it brings you bliss, and you have peace when you're doing it, that is your money maker. Because surely the Creator intended for us to benefit from that which we were purposed to be here for. You see, so we are, it is not necessary that you give away all your gifts and your talents and not benefit from it. So I'm going to wrap it up right here. And what I'm going to say is this. If you're in the Atlanta area, I'm telling you, you need to get to the class this coming Saturday. You need to be in that class this coming Saturday. Get to my Facebook page, Diane Rosina Jones. Get to the Transforming Life Institute Facebook page, baby. Get to the Transforming Life Meetup page and click on that link for the workshop for Saturday, February 27th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Kennesaw. The workshop is entitled Connecting with Your Intuition, because some of you, I'm going to say some because, you know, some people have tapped into it and they got it and they gone. But some of you are working jobs that you absolutely hate. And the gift and the talent that's in you, your money maker, you're doing that for free. So, you need to come on and hook up with a sister so we can discuss how it is you go about listening, tapping in, and acting on what you hear in order to live and manifest the life of your dreams. Some of you have a relationship that you're about to walk out, you're about to leave. Okay, it's about to be over. It's divorce is going down. So you actually need to join us in the workshop, because tapping into your intuition will give you better insight into your relationship, how to deal with your loved ones, how to deal with your family, your friends, coworkers. Some of you have positions and jobs where you really want to stay there. You want to move up. Come to the workshop and tap into your intuition in regards to how you should, what you should do on that job in order to get that promotion that you want. Baby, I'm telling you, it is going to be like that. If you have situations in your life that need answers, if you have difficulty distinguishing that which comes from the Spirit of God, if you are hesitant to listen to your inner voice, if you have been told or taught that you can't trust your instincts, or if you find that you always have to go to somebody else to get an answer from God, to see what God is saying for your life, if you still chasing an answer from God, everybody else. Do you not understand that if God is speaking to everybody else, that God is speaking to you as well? Know that this coming week, this coming Saturday, you can learn how to connect and trust your intuition. You can learn how to recognize your God-inspired inner voice. You can grow confident in your daily decisions. You can become empowered to live a more meaningful life. All it takes is 6 hours, and you will have the tools you need to start getting the answers that you've been seeking. You can move forward in your goals, in your relationships, in your job, in your dreams, in your vision, in your future. Baby, you need to register today. And I look forward to seeing you. I appreciate you joining me. I'm sending you love and light. And we'll be back next Sunday doing this thing again. As always, it's your sister, your friend, your mentor, your confidant, your coach, the eternal student, Dr. Dye. Have a great day.